This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And we're continuing our series on godly discipline. And I think this is a tremendously important series because discipline is something that transcends every endeavor of life. It's something that applies to every aspect of our being. And particularly for those of us who are serious about fulfilling the call of God in our lives and doing the will of God and fulfilling our destiny, there is no destiny without discipline. And I think this is what sometimes people miss because they somehow seem to think that God waves a magic wand and everything changes and the door is open and the miracle happens. And to a degree, that is true on one level, but another it's not, in that to every miracle there's our part and there's God's part. And certainly a large degree of our part is having the discipline to prepare, the discipline to obey and to follow through, and the discipline to be consistent, and the discipline to, you know, day after day, do what needs to be done to get us from where we are to where we need to be. And so, yes, it's wonderful when God, you know, just, you know, supernaturally brings us from where we are to where we want to be, as he did in the case of, you know, Philip the evangelist. You know, one minute he's preaching in the desert, and, you know, the next minute, you know, God transports him, you know, to Azotus. And, you know, I mean, that's in recorded in Acts chapter 8, verse 39. Now, as they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away so that the eunuch saw him no more. He went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. And so it's amazing. The Spirit of God caught him away, and he was literally, you know, transported from where he was to the next, I guess, assignment that God had for him. But in reality, we need discipline, you know, and I think that plays a large part in getting us from where we are to where we need to be. And so 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. Now, everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now, they do to obtain a perishable crown, but we an imperishable crown. Therefore, I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. So here Paul, the apostle, is talking about the importance of discipline. He said, you know, that even though everybody runs, only one person wins the prize, but we must run in such a way that we may obtain the prize. And to do that, we need to be temperate, we need to be disciplined. And so, you know, it's interesting, he uses two analogies, or two, you know, images in this passage, one of a runner or an athlete and the other of a boxer. You know, they're both very different sports, very different endeavors, different rules, different requirements. But, you know, there's one thing they both have in common, and that is they both need discipline. And, you know, a boxer has to be disciplined, an athlete has to be disciplined, and disciplined in their diet, disciplined in their rest, disciplined in, you know, their training. You need to be very, very disciplined to reach the upper levels of any sport. And so he finishes by saying, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I've preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. And so I think that's quite sobering, coming from Paul the Apostle, you know, a man that God used so tremendously, so powerfully, and gave such tremendous revelation to. I mean, he encountered the Lord on a number of occasions. You know, God uses him to write half the New Testament. And yet he said that if I don't have discipline, I will never fulfill my destiny. And again, let me repeat myself, because it bears repeating. There is no destiny without discipline. And so Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And so, again, this is something that we really need to think about, because, you know, the Bible gives us this beautiful picture of the saints of old who have gone on to eternity and who are now cheering us on. But it also advises us and warns us to lay aside the weights and the sin that so easily ensnares us, so that we may run with endurance the race that is set before us. And so if we want to run the race that is set before us, we need discipline. And again, I think it's important to understand that, you know, this isn't mind over matter. This is faith over feelings. And there's a big difference, because Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16 says, walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And so this is a skill we must learn. It is something that we need to foster and develop in our lives. Because again, the book of Galatians was written to Christians. And yet here Paul writing, you know, openly acknowledges that not everybody is walking in the Spirit. Otherwise, he wouldn't have said that. He said, walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And so ultimately, we're going to walk in the Spirit or we're going to walk in the flesh. And unfortunately, I think there are many Christians who fall into the category of the latter, walking in the flesh. And it says, the flesh lusts against the Spirit against the flesh. These are contrary to one another. So you do not do the things that you wish. But if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. And so the Bible warns us against these things. And yet, you know, if we were to be honest, you know, many of these things can be prevalent in churches at times and in the lives of believers. You know, the strife and the arguing and the flesh and the pettiness and the uncleanness and the idolatry and the ambition. And so I think we need to remember that is recorded in Scripture to warn us, and so that we can learn and we can, you know, make the relevant adjustments so that we don't fall into that category. But then it continues, the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and lastly, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. So have you crucified the flesh? Have you developed discipline in your lives? If we live in the Spirit, let's also walk in the Spirit. So again, this is something we need to be intentional about doing. It's not something that just automatically happens. I think it's sometimes people try to say, oh, well, I'm a Christian for 10 years or 20 years or even 30 or 40 years. Well, that doesn't say a whole lot other than the fact that you've been a Christian for quite some time. But there's a difference between being saved and being sanctified. You know, being sanctified means you've undergone a process of being disciplined. And so, again, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, temperance, meekness, gentleness, and self-control. And that is discipline. So we need to have discipline. We need to be disciplined men and women if we want to fulfill our destiny, if we want to be the men and women that God wants us to be. And so over these coming days, we're just going to go through some of the key aspects, I believe, of our lives where we need to be disciplined. And I'm going to get into that in more detail tomorrow. But I think it's important to understand that, you know, while discipline is painful, and of course, that's why few people really develop it in their lives, it is essential. It might be painful at times, but it is essential if we want to run our race in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Proverbs 25:28, like a city whose walls are broken through is a person who lacks self-control or a person who lacks discipline. So we need to be disciplined if we want to fulfill our destiny. Glory to God. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church. Thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.